The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Essi voi venir da Porta Brooklyn te faccio vedere I corne muscioline e gira, gira, gira l'ariola manna giù, giù c'è sorda li femmine su fatte per mangiare e l'uomo su fatte per gettare l'usanga fatica.
People around the country who listen to us every morning, and we love you, Texas. I know you're listening. This is South Carolina. I know. And people who listen around the world in Israel, they're going, hello?
Is this the show?
What show is this? It's all Italians all day long. And I love it. I'm going to drive it home. Tell everybody how great the Italians are. People down in Texas going, this morning I put Joe Piscopo on. I heard all this Italian music. Yeah, drive it home, Al. That's good. Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio in New York City, live from New York, broadcasting proudly. And by the way, we love when you listen around the country and around the world. I know you do. We get your social media. We appreciate that on AM970TheAnswer.com. But we are broadcasting live from the Columbus Citizens Foundation, this glorious townhouse off of Fifth Avenue. The parade is starting at noon. We're very excited. The Italian-American community has just revved it up bigger and better than ever this year. It's going to be on ABC7, by the way. You can stream that, too, around the world. And I'll be with my dear friend Maria Bartiromo, and we will be co-hosting with my buddy Kenny Rosato, and we'll be co-hosting the Columbus Day Parade. So when we started to do the broadcast, and it's Monday, and today, and over the weekend, I said to my bosses, I said, you know, I'd like to do something that was all Columbus-based. And I know I've got we have three hours of television to do at noon. I have 4 hours of radio to do this morning. And I had a busy, busy weekend caring for friends in Philadelphia. The big gala Saturday night at the Columbus Citizens Foundation was second to none. What they did here at the foundation, it was a beautiful, beautiful night at the Hilton in Midtown. I said, but I want to go on the air live. And usually I'll have Arthur Idala or some great Italians come in. I said, I want to be on the air and I want to broadcast from the Columbus Citizens Foundation because it's important for me personally that you know we celebrate ethnicity everywhere when we broadcast from here. And it's important for me to know, for you to know how proud we are as an Italian American because it's the legacy that I feel committed to carry on because of my parents and my grandparents. Getting on those boats, those decrepit freighters, that's how they got here. They didn't fly in a plane. It was not easy. And then I remember when I was honored to have the Ellis Island Medal of Honor, and I was in the Grand Hall with my mother thinking how her parents came in looking for luggage in the Grand Hall. Can you imagine just think of the texture of that and coming off of a boat and the disrespect. And there was no entitlement. There was nothing. And the Italians worked so hard. And by the way, Latinos, Chinese, Polish, Black, Jewish, we all went through it. It's what strengthens our country. But we didn't ask for anything. We just worked harder and harder and harder. So when we came to the Columbus Citizens Foundation, Angela Vivolo, one of the governors on the governor's board, said, you got to talk to Jody Police. She's the CEO of JRT Realty Group. And this is the largest woman-owned commercial real estate firm in the United States. And she's co-chair on the Columbus Citizens Foundation, a gala. So I said, Joda, come in. She'll sponsor this. I love it. I'm a father of three daughters. I said, it was great. And then I'm on stage at the gala. And I said, where's the JRT Realty Group? All these girls, two tables, three tables, whatever you had, Jody. Everybody's going, hey, Joe, that was great. First of all, thank you, Jody. Thanks for all the work you're doing. Thanks for being such a great role model for Italian America Woman. It's great to have you here on the show and to sponsor the program.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great. Tell us about JRT Realty before we get anywhere. How did you start that? A woman, talk about an old boys club, Mamma Mia, huh?
It really is, and it still is. And I started 23 years ago the company JRT. The initials JRT are for my children. Jody is obviously the first one, but Ryan and Taylor. It became obvious when I was in the industry that you had to have some difference, something that made you different. So I was speaking with people, and they said, why don't you get certified as a minority/women business enterprise?
Wow.
So I went for the certification. You have to own 51% or more of your business. And the certification process is a long process. It took me about 18 months. And when the business became certified, you then are put on certain preferential lists, vendor lists, so that when an RFP, which is a request for proposal, comes out from the city, state, federal government, you're part of the process of the RFP.
Wow. And so how did you figure all that? What was the impetus? Where did you start at? Where did you start at? You came from Staten Island?
Yes.
Oh, that makes Frank and Al in the studio so happy. That's all they – you came from – where's Staten Island?
Below the boulevard.
Yeah, there you go,
I came from New Dorp Beach. Yeah, my dad was a police officer and my mom was a teacher.
Really? Thanks for your service. There's the core of the community right there.
Yeah.
What a great role model. Do you have brothers and sisters, did you?
Yes, my brother is an ophthalmologist in Connecticut.
Wow, this
He's
is
an older brother.
God bless you, doing good. So then you get into New York. You started selling real estate at a young age?
No, I was really working for the airlines for 3 years, and I traveled all over the world. And I just decided after 3 years I wasn't going standby anymore. I was watching people get on in first class, and I said, gee, that would be nice to do that one day.
Oh, you didn't expect you should get it for free like everybody else? Nah, you expect. Why would you think you'd have to work for it?
I know, right? Oh, no, you have to work for it. So I just told my dad, because I had already graduated college, that I was going to, not work with the airlines anymore, and I'm going to work in real estate. And the question was, how much you're going to get paid? And the answer is nothing.
Wow.
So, but I was still living at home, so I could take the chance. So
there you
I took
go.
The chance.
There you go.
And I was commuting from Staten Island into Manhattan, and I started picking up accounts, and I picked up a couple of accounts, and after a while of having meetings and the people that I used to actually make the meeting, and I was in charge of the deal. It was a commercial real estate transaction.
Yeah, yeah.
They used to ask me to get the coffee please, yeah, bring in the pads and the pencil. And I was like, wait a minute, this is
just because you were a woman.
Yes,
they assumed.
Yes.
And you couldn't say if you said anything, then they think, oh, she's quote unquote difficult, right?
Or you get the B word right away.
No.
So I mean, many times. So I decided, let's move this ahead. How could I make myself different so that, now that I have these accounts, let's go for it. So I just went out on my own, got my own broker's license. We only do commercial, so we don't do any residential whatsoever. With the accounts, we started to grow more and more. And now we're 23 years into it. And I've been doing it for over 30 years, and it's just been fabulous. I think the last, I will say, 2 or 3 years, it's been absolutely fabulous.
You know, I'm glad you brought it up, and I'm going to stay on the woman aspect, of course, but the real estate in New York, it has exploded like I've never seen. And since, I don't want to make it political, but it seems like since the president came in, Wall Street freed up the money, it seems. And now these buildings are going up like I've never seen before.
Yeah,
and you got to book all of those things, right?
The economy is doing really well, and New York is always in this tremendous bubble. What we're seeing now is, New York is really hot. So then we had Hudson Yards, which is also exploding, and then of course the World Trade Center is just a success story.
Yeah.
I worked down there for 10 years after that horror story, and now we have Long Island City, the Bronx, Brooklyn. They're like through the roof. Just amazing.
Well, give me square footage, Jody. Square footage, like when a typical company comes in. It's like something I can't even comprehend.
So, the properties that we have out in Long Island City, we have a Union Crossing, and we're getting a lot of media people out there, which, studios and Kaufman is building for the first time in its history. They're building a new building on their lot for offices.
Wow.
And, yep. And they're building yet another building across the street from the entrance of their lot. So we're talking about, like, you know, a 200,000 to 300,000 square foot buildings coming onto the market. And then when people come in, they, you know, it's they're asking for, you know, 50,000 to 100,000 square feet of space.
Oh my gosh, that's film production you're talking about in New York.
Yes.
What? Do you, are you not in Jersey at all? It's just New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, Jersey missed that whole boat.
Oh, this is, it's an incredible.
It is, right? Thank you.
And then after Amazon, that
you got.
After the Amazon debacle, that just made put Long Island City on the map. I mean, everybody now knows Long Island City.
That's great.
So it's just been fabulous.
How did you, I don't know, again, not to get political, but to get political. I mean, the Amazon, they come in, they're going to be 25,000 jobs, and then people step in.
Political
horror. How did that happen?
It's just
and as a real estate person, you're going, no, don't do it. The jobs. How many jobs? 25,000?
25,000 jobs.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, it just would have just had LIC explode even more than it is now. But I have to say, it is really, really doing well because everybody knows about it. I mean, before Amazon, not everybody knew Long Island City.
Yeah, yeah, it's so true. Jody Police is CEO of JRT Realty Group. This is great. This is the largest woman-owned commercial real estate firm in the United States. It's amazing. About equal pay. With men, you always see that's a political ploy that they play. Women don't get paid enough. How did you work that out when you start your own company? And is that a just criticism when they say women don't get paid as much as guys?
Well, my business is based on commission. So, you know,
man or woman, whatever.
It doesn't matter. Okay. What you put in is what you get.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of times there are people that, you know, because you're a woman, they're not going to hire you. And it's just a difficult situation. Not, I will say, not as much now as before. But yes, of course, you know, equal pay with people that are working right next to you that are doing the same thing that you're doing. Of course, you know, that you should be paid the same, that you have the same experience. You're doing the same thing. Of course it should be equal pay. I mean, you saw the Salesforce, CEO did a whole study. He did it three times because he couldn't believe that within his own organization, there wasn't equal pay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I can see you fighting though, Jody. I can see you for Staten Island, Italian. Come on.
I enjoy that.
You know who you're talking to? Did you have to do some smackdowns? Excuse me. Respect. No. I need a little respect. Did you ever have to do that speech?
So I try to always remain calm because
that's great, the Italian.
Because when you remain calm and someone else is starting to flip out.
Drives them crazy.
It makes them nuts.
That's great. Very
and I
good.
Love that.
Very good.
That's been very successful.
I'll tell you what. I'm a father of three daughters, and I didn't get it until your father and daughter. And then you see. And you also see the intuition of women, which is greater, in my opinion, than men. They could see. They could walk into a room. You guys could just lay out exactly what's going on. But to just to materialize it.
We have to get on boards, Joe. That's the biggest thing, though. We have to have women on boards. You know, the days have to be over where they're wheeling in people with oxygen masks because, you know, they're 85-year-old guys and they don't want to give up a board seat. I mean, the time
has come. I should laugh, but that's so true.
It really is. I this, like, glass ceiling story.
Yeah.
We need the trickle-down effect.
Yeah, it's so true. Jody Police is with us. Before we let you go, I understand the Real Estate Board of New York just announced it will honor you with its Lifetime Achievement Award. Come on. At its big annual gala in January. Congratulations. Brava.
What
is this, the Real Estate Board of New York, and what does this award mean to you, Jody?
So it's named after a gentleman by the name of Bernie Mendick. And what it means to me, I mean, when you hear Lifetime, I always think they have to be talking about somebody else. But it's a very humbling experience when peers actually vote for you to win a particular award. And then it's a leadership award. And you're trying to figure out, okay, I've been doing this for a long time. What am I leading? And I think what gives me some comfort in it is that I don't take it as an individual award. I take it as a representation of women, groups of women that I am representing and leading onto the next level in my industry.
God bless you. Godspeed with it all.
Thank you so much.
No, I just think it's great. Thank you for jumping on and sponsoring us today and being so intricate in the...
Well, thank you for what you do for the Columbus Citizens Foundation, the whole Italian community.
You were trying, you know? It's like I just keep thinking of my grandparents. They never knew. They never knew. You know what I'm saying? They came, they learned... My grandfather could never learn the language, great. Blood. He would say blood for blood. Squeech. I like to squeech. Joey said the squeech. And I used to have to listen. My grandmother on my mother's side from Salerno, I couldn't hear a word of it. But they tried so hard. You know, so you're a shining...
And that's what we do.
That's right. That's what we do. We don't complain. We just work. And thank you. Jody Police right there. The name of the company, by the way, if you want real estate, commercial real estate in New York, you got to go to, please, JRT Realty Group. Jody, so great to meet you.
Thank you, Joe.
Honored to have you here.
Pleasure.
God bless you, girl. See you at the parade.
Yes.
And,
Take care.
Brandi Scott's out there checking traffic right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. You've got a better ride on the BQE eastbound approaching Broadway. Accident finally cleared out of the way there. Still a little bit slow on the LIE westbound approaching Woodhaven Boulevard. Some extra volume on the Van Wyck on the northbound side. Linden Boulevard up to Hillside Ave. Then you're doing fine over to the Grand Central. Still a slow go on the Cross Bronx eastbound heading toward the Deegan. We've got two separate tractor trailers off to the right shoulder. Those are stalled. Also a stalled car in the left lane. That's backing up at the inbound George on the upper level. Lower level still in good shape, looking good inbound at the Lincoln and Holland. 78 eastbound collision in Bedminster, that's got a lane out over by 287. An alternate side suspended today for the holiday. This report is sponsored by Discover. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, with no limit on how much they'll match. Millions of people a year are getting their cash back match. Learn more at discover.com/cashbackmatch. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa. At Napa, get $20 back when you buy oil, air, and cabin filters at participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit 2 prepaid cards per household. While supplies last, offer ends 10/31/19.
Hey, Joe, on the radio. It is 7:21 on AM 970, The Answer. You want to give us a call? I see calls. Thank you, Stu. Stu got me a call board right here, a call screener, 877-970-2999. You are welcome to call and check in. Say happy Columbus Day. You know, everyone within the sound of my voice knows about New York's famed and historic Columbus Day Parade, the world's largest celebration of Italian-American culture and heritage. Let me pull back the curtain, all right, tell you about the tremendous organization that makes this all possible. It is called the Columbus Citizens Foundation, and that's the organization. Its roots go back to 1944. Check it out, right, through the foresight of two extraordinary men, Judge Samuel DeFalco and Generoso Pope, the Columbus Citizens Foundation is dedicated to promoting Italian-American heritage, focusing on its philanthropic endeavors. The foundation has distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. Think about that. In the coming school year alone, please, the foundation is providing assistance to over 700 students. Today, the Columbus Citizens Foundation has earned the reputation as one of the most prestigious Italian-American organizations in this country. If you are moved by all the good work of the foundation and would like to get involved or contribute to its scholarship program, please call 212-249-9923 or go to columbuscitizensfd.org, columbuscitizensfd.org, or again, 212-249-9923. Help make a difference in someone's life.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The World Trade Organization has officially authorized the U.S. to impose tariffs of up to $7.5 billion worth of imports from the European Union. The tariffs are in retaliation for illegal government subsidies to Airbus. U.S. Trade Ambassador Dennis Shea says Washington still prefers a negotiated solution. The New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ will be open for regular hours on this Columbus Day, but the securities industry has recommended the bond market be closed. Barney's lenders have given the business until tomorrow to come up with a buyer and keep it from closing. The previous deadline was extended. A group of fashion executives is working on a takeover plan. The Dow was up 319 on Friday, NASDAQ added 106, and the S&P was up 32. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a corrective lens restriction on my driver's license for years and years, meaning that I have to drive with glasses. So my birthday came up and my license was going to expire on my birthday. So I went to the DMV, you know, to get that renewed, and I passed the eye exam without glasses. And the lady, she's just looking at me going, how does that even work? She goes, you ace really cool. the whole thing. And I said, well, I started taking these supplements and I started explaining it to her. And you know, I tell everybody about it. It's been a huge blessing for me for sure. I'll be on this stuff for the rest of my life. It's amazing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. From now until Columbus Day, Balance of Nature is offering $25 off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This special is ending between now and October 14th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
Angelo Vivolo is going to join us momentarily. He is a dear friend and a blazing a great path for ethnicity everywhere through the Italian-American organization, the Columbus Citizens Foundation. I see the phone calls, too. We'll grab them when we can. I want to tell you about Iggy Giuffre. Talk about great Italian-Americans. They run the Bram Auto Group. I don't want to get into the weeds here, and I want to go to Angelo in a second, but I wanted to tell you how proud I am to have the Route 22 Toyota with us, because Bram Auto Group, they come out of Brooklyn. Carmelo Giuffre came from Sicily. He came to the United States. Now they have one of the biggest auto dealerships in the world, and they advertise on the Piscopo show. Are you kidding me? Talk about respect. Talk about being humbled and the deal that they give you. Because every time I tell you, first five callers, next 5 minutes, I keep telling you, right? I'll give you the 735. Mr. Joey Generosity on the radio. If you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. That's courtesy of Alex Kinsella, the man who gives you, by the way, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. But this is the kind of people, and I don't want to make it an Italian-American thing, but you know what? I want to make it an Italian-American thing, because they come from Italy. They start this great auto group. Iggy helps out the Boys and Girls Clubs, those kids that I love as spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Clubs. He's always helped. He helped out the St. Mary's Parish in Colts Neck, and then he gives this for you. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. This is a family over at Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949, please. First five callers, next 5 minutes. All European models are excluded. Check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Check out the brand spanking new showroom right there and brand new customer lounge. 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. From Route 22 Toyota, our friends, the family, located right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio, 728 right now. Pochetti. Who was cooler? So Angela Vivolo is a member of the Columbus Citizens Foundation for 32 years and chairman of the board. The chairman of the board is here in the house at the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Angelo, God bless you. Thanks for, man, you are a trailblazer. You work so hard. Oh, this is a week for you. You haven't slept at all. You look great. And now you're into the parade and you stopped in the morning show. Thank you for all you're doing, my friend.
Well, I got to say, Joe, God bless you. Because you are our biggest supporter. I mean, the things that you do for not only the Columbus Citizens Foundation, but for the community are just incredible. You Yeah, I have to, as I said to you earlier, this past Saturday we had our gala, and Joe performed at the gala. I knew Joe could sing. I knew he could act. I knew he could do a lot of things, but I didn't know he knew he was a drummer and a guitar player. And the crowd was standing and applauding. You were just incredible. You just made it an incredible night.
I was so proud.
Can't thank you enough.
Angelo, I was proud to be there. It was so funny. I forgot to mention it. I'll tell you about it. I want to get into all the good things the Columbus Citizens Foundation is doing. But we had two stages at the Hilton. This was brilliant. And I know you worked so hard on this. You were in a tuxedo when I came in for sound check at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Actually, it was there since 2.
Oh, my God. They had a band, the Infernals, on one side. They put me with the greatest, those AFM cats can play. Yeah. Thank you. You brought in a great band with Rick Gordon, my guy, conducting. Yeah. They ripped it up. We did the drum. And then we did me playing the guitar on one side of the stage and the Infernals kicking in on the other side of the stage. The place went crazy.
Spectacular. Place went crazy. But I got to give credit to a lot of other people. And this was a team effort throughout the year. This just didn't start the last month or last week.
You do it all year.
We started since December of 2018. But the gala in particular is really the great work of John Bowden, general manager.
John did great. Thank you.
John is really terrific. Ugh. And we have a bunch of other people like Jeffrey Wilson and the others who just do incredible work here. So as I said, it's a team effort, but it's all for the right thing. It's for all the things you said earlier, what the Columbus Citizens Foundation stands for, heritage, culture, and helping young people get a good education.
And this is the one, Angela, I talked to you because we're friends for many years now. You know, there's other organizations out there. You maintain this in New York City as the powerhouse out of all the Italian-American Foundation. I know you know that, and we're humble about that, by the way. We want everybody in the fold. But, boy, I don't know. How did you, aside from the hard work that I see, start the Columbus Citizens Foundation out of New York? Is it the scholarship that put you ahead of everybody else, going right to the kids?
Well, I wouldn't say we're ahead of everyone else. It's just that we have an incredible group of almost 600 members who feel that they should give back, and they've given back mightily. I mean, I can tell you incredible stories about our scholarship program, about the children, the youngsters that we help. We have a study abroad program. But we're also very strong about our ethnicity, about our culture, and about our heritage. And I think, Joe, no one knows it better than you, how your dad came over this country, just like my dad did. They didn't ask for anything, worked hard, achieved a lot. Had raised 3 great kids, my brother and sister, all college graduates, all working hard. And my dad always said he loved proud of his Italian heritage, but he loved being an American citizen.
Your father came over.
Same deal your dad.
My grandfather came over. Pop became a lawyer. You know how tough it was in the 1930s to go to law school with a vowel at the end of your name? My Uncle Ben came over. He's the son of immigrants. He had to change his name to go to work for Mobil. He was a chemical engineer, worked with Enrico Fermi to help build the nuclear program. This during the Second World War. But dad had to change the names because, God forbid, they hired an Italian-American, you know?
Yeah. I just want to mention a couple of issues that we are up against. Of course, unfortunately, there's still stereotyping going on. And we're not for stereotyping for any ethnicity. Yeah, yeah. But Italian Americans have been too complacent over the years and have accepted things that you should never accept it. And as the governor said at our gala the other night, you know, we have to wake up when we have to do what is right and just for our community. And, you know, that's something that unfortunately is still happening today. I don't know if the other ethnicities, and like I said, we don't believe in stereotyping anyone, but I don't know if any other ethnicity would stand for the things that we unfortunately let happen to our community. And in addition to that, I mean, you have a Columbus Day under attack across the country, and it's been attacked for reasons for all false narratives, all information that is not correct. And it's really, really a pity. And we're trying to change that. We're trying to get the truth out about Columbus. That's something that it's a big battle because we have the NEA, the National Education Association, had passed a proclamation in early July of this year stating that their teachers should not teach Columbus Day about Columbus, but should endorse Indigenous Peoples Day. Hey, we're all for Indigenous Peoples Day. We believe that everyone should have a holiday, and we support that, but not in place of Columbus Day. And, you know, these are the things that our community needs to wake up and stand for and fight for, because it's right and just. And I don't want my grandkids to be chastised.
That's exactly
right. And that's the reason why I'm doing this.
And you know, and you're doing it as brilliantly than anybody. I tell you, this is the New York Post.
New York Post.
This is a great article. You got to read. And I tweeted it out, and I put it on social media. Angela Vivolo, Stop Scapegoating Christopher Columbus. Brilliant article.
Thank you.
These are the things. You did this all year long. I got to tell you, too.
Well, that's co-written. Well, I have to give credit to Aileen Siri, we did it together.
Okay.
Because she is the founder of the National Organization of Italian American Women. She's a great lady, great woman, and we did this together. We felt that. We're glad the Post put it in because I'm not too happy.
Yeah.
I'm not too happy with the Post.
Yeah, well.
They did something to the governor and his brothers that I just could not. I could not stand. I think it was incredibly irresponsible, and to put Mario Cuomo, who was most honorable person in the history of this country, and what they did to him and Andrew and his brother Chris is just unfathomable.
But they put the cover on just as a joke with the Fredo situation. Fredo,
goodness. Yeah. That was just horrendous.
Yeah,
and we have to stand up to that kind of stuff. We can't let that go and say, oh, that's all right. Forget about politics, what you believe in, who you believe in, that doesn't go for us or for anyone else.
Imagine if they did it for any other ethnic group. They'd
be marching on the FDR drive.
Yeah, it's so true. And also, you stood up. First of all, I have to tell you, listening, it's Joe Piscopo with Angela Vivolo. As a chairman of the Columbus Citizens Foundation, 735 on AM 970, The Answer. We're broadcasting from the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Beautiful, beautiful townhouse. As we go into the parade, 12 noon on ABC 7 with Maria Bartiromo and Kenny Rosato. You fought so hard for that statue to stay. And we turned to you because I remember I said this at the gala. Tucker Carlson calls and goes, let's put Joe on Fox. What about the statue? And I looked at the TV, the millions of viewers that Tucker had, and I said, Tucker, you really think that the Italians are going to let the statue come down? So you were the guy that went and you talked to City Hall, you talked to Governor Cuomo, and they kept the statue up at Columbus Circle, celebrating. When you talk about your article this morning in the Post about the largest mass lynching in the United States of America, is of Italian Americans.
11.
And so they put up a statue to celebrate. Then they take it down. Then they go like this. I tell you, listening. I told you this earlier. They go, well, all right, Angela. All right. We'll keep it up. But you got to put a little plaque. Angela goes, no plaque. No disclaimer. Put the statue. It stayed. God bless you. That was so hard for you to do that. I know how hard you worked.
Well, believe it or not, it took a long time before the mayor's commission came on that we worked hard to because we knew it was being challenged. But there were a lot of people involved. The governor, God bless him, really helped us with that. And it's a silver lining to this story because what it did was it unified the Italian American community. It really did. It made us realize that we need to work together. And I'm happy to say that finally that has happened. Whether it be New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, across the country, there are Italian American organizations now working together for our community. And we're only doing what's right. Every other ethnicity would like to have.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not looking for anything special.
Exactly.
No favors.
Exactly. It was brilliantly done. And then the Mother Cabrini statue, you're fighting for
goodness.
That, huh?
Oh, my goodness. That is just unbelievable.
Done deal.
Yeah. Well, that's what the governor said on Saturday.
I can't believe he said it, man.
And I believe it. You know, it's just another incredible story. They put a poll out who is going to be the most popular woman to have a statue. And we believe that there should be a woman statue.
Oh, look, it's an Italian-American.
Yeah, but some people have said, and I can't say this for a fact, that, well, because we won the statue at the Columbus Circle, perhaps they don't want to give in to a woman who was a saint who took care of everyone, not only Italian-Americans.
Right. Mother Cabrini.
Cabrini, and she's an incredible person across the country, not only in New York.
That's exactly right.
But she started
exactly
in New York.
Exactly right.
But she started in New York.
Yeah, but we're going to put that statue up, too. There was a priest there. You have a mass. Is the mass this morning you're going to now?
Yeah, I got from here. I'm going.
I'm in St. Pat yesterday, and I know we're late, guys. Stay with me just for a second with Angela Vivolo, with respect to the man doing so great and for the Italian American community. I'm at mass yesterday. I go to St. Pat's 5:30 mass. Priest stops me, Joe. We got the best mass for you ever. I go, I'll be on the radio. He goes, but we got altar boys. He's telling me how great the mass is going to be. But you celebrate the mass.
Yeah, we have over 2,000.
Cardinal Dolan will be there.
Cardinal Dolan will be there. We have like 2,000 people.
No!
that attend the mass. It's incredible. For me, it's one of the best parts of the entire celebration. Yeah. The mass that's
Angel, you are a lifesaver. And
no, Joe, God bless you. You are there for every cause. You are there for us and for everyone else. And we can't thank you enough because you represent what Italian Americans are all about.
Now I'm trying, my brother, and I thank you so
God
much.
God bless you.
I'm proud to be here. God bless you too, Angelo Vivolo, right there. He is the man in my mind putting together all of this great, great positive effort to just keep hold of our beautiful, beautiful heritage in the Italian American community. Hey, Big Al, speaking about great Italians, Cutullo standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
56 degrees at 740. I'm Al Cutullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Actor Mark Hamill will be among the actors scheduled to start work this month on a movie in Cumberland County. The movie entitled The Retaliators will feature Hamill and his and the hard rock band Five Finger Death Punch, among others. The South Jersey Film Alliance, based at Vineland's Landis Theater, made the announcement earlier this month. The group is also involved on the production of Army of the Dead, a Netflix movie currently being filmed in Atlantic City. The Cumberland County-based movie is taking advantage of the New Jersey Film and Digital Media Tax Credit, meant to provide financial incentives to attract filmmakers to New Jersey. Monmouth University is among the institutions and businesses being honored by the state for its recycling efforts. The school was named a 2019 recycling leader last week by the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection. University programs, including the donation of old clothing and electronic equipment and the installation of water hydration stations for refillable containers, were among the reasons Monmouth U got the nod. The school reportedly managed to recycle 46% of its campus-generated waste last year. In sports, ALCS all even at a game apiece. Jay Happ giving up a solo homer to Carlos Correa in the bottom of the 11th. Yankees lost 3-2 to the Astros in Game 2 in Houston. Sam Darnold throwing for 338 yards, two touchdowns in his return as the Jets held off the visiting Cowboys 24-22 for their first win on the season. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Mo's. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Overall, not too bad out there on the roads this Monday morning. You're a little bit heavy on the Van Wyck northbound heading toward Hillside Ave. Extra volume on the LIE westbound between the Grand Central and Woodhaven Boulevard. A little bit sluggish getting across the East River at the 59th Street Bridge. Nice and quiet right now at the Brooklyn and Manhattan Bridges. BQE eastbound, that's sluggish over by the Prospect. You've got no complaints on the Harlem River Drive on the southbound side approaching the Triborough Bridge. Still have those two stall tractor trailers on the Cross Bronx eastbound over by the Deegan. Also a stall in the left lane, not causing a big delay at this time. Nice and quiet. Both decks inbound at the George. Also looking good inbound at the Lincoln and Holland. You want to keep in mind, we do have the 75th annual Columbus Day Parade kicking off this afternoon. There'll be some closures along 5th Avenue between 43rd and 79th. Alternate sites suspended for the holiday, and New Jersey Transit, 9 trains already canceled this morning. Mostly sunny this afternoon, going up to about 75 degrees, and now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Brandy. W's at ABC 7, where we will be at noon broadcasting the Columbus Day Parade. Yay! With Maria Bartiromo. And Debbie's over there doing traffic right now. And whatever you do, you're listening to Maria, watching Maria, Mornings with Maria. If you're watching Debbie on ABC 7, please keep AM 970, The Answer, close by. Would you be so kind to do that? Thank you very much. And a big shout out and a thank you to Colonel Pat Callahan. He does a stellar job. He is the head of the New Jersey State Troopers. God bless him. We're so lucky to have the troopers with us in New Jersey. We support the troopers, appreciate them putting their lives on the line for us every single day. And the colonel leads that magnificent law enforcement organization. And you know what? The colonel just texted me, Happy Columbus Day, brother. Thank you for remembering, Colonel. We appreciate that very much. I have to say, Happy St. Patrick's Day in March. We'll give it right back to you, but thank you, sir. We appreciate it so very much. Okay. I want to tell you about JRT Realty Group because they're sponsoring the show this morning. Jody Police, you just heard Jody. I'm a father of three beautiful daughters. And I'll tell you, when Olivia was on stage, I'll tell you about that later on Saturday night at the gala. But Jody, she goes from Staten Island, right? I mean, that's Murano Cthulhu country down there, right? And she goes and she becomes the founder of CEO and CEO of JRT Realty Group. That's the nation's largest certified woman-owned full-service commercial real estate services. So no matter what your commercial real estate needs are, and it's tough in Manhattan because I'll tell you what, it's in demand. Jody was saying, it's just exploding in New York. Whether it's finding a new office or warehouse space, purchasing a building, expanding your retail presence across the five boroughs, Even find, how about finding a production studio? How cool is that for your creative side? The team at JRT Realty is ready to assist you. She was born and raised Staten Island, New York, right? Jody Police knows the unique challenges facing companies looking to expand their footprint today and what it takes to get your foot in the door of the age-old boys club if you're a woman or a minority. Hello. Jody is set to receive, you heard us talking about this earlier, the Real Estate Board of New York's Lifetime Achievement Award in January. That's an incredible honor in the real estate industry. Hey, when working with a JRT Realty Group, rest assured your business is in highly professional hands. I'm going to give you the number for JRT Realty Group, okay? 212-445-1200. 212-445-1200. Just like that. Or visit, please, JRTRealty.com.
In today's tech-driven world, most just Google their questions. But when it comes to protecting your small business, the last thing you should do is trust an online search for the right answers. Honig Conti Perino Insurance is a vital resource for the small business owner. Not only are they small business owners themselves, they also have decades of experience. When you call them, you won't be put on hold like other impersonal insurance companies. You'll speak with the Michaels, who'll talk you through a customized policy that matches your business's needs. You'd be surprised how many headaches you can avoid with the right business insurance. And like any good thing in life, attention must be paid. You'll get their long-standing experience in the industry. Call Honig Conti Perino today at 212-777-7113. That's 212-777-7113, or visit honigconti.com. HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conti Perino Insurance. Protecting your business is their business.
So we're broadcasting from the Columbus Citizens Foundation. This is glorious. It is a townhome they bought many, 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 many years ago. It is beautiful, dedicated to the Italian-American heritage. And we are broadcasting the third floor of this glorious townhome. And you heard Angelo Vivolo, how hard he worked. This guy works 24-7, I'm telling you, for the Italian. It's for the heritage, because no one's there for us as Italian-Americans. You know that, right? Now, they are the sponsor of the famed and historic Columbus Day Parade. It's the world's largest celebration of Italian-American culture and heritage. And you know what? I'm sick of them putting everything down. Everything that we try to do as Italian-Americans, everything we try to do as Christian-American, they're going to put us down. They're trying to get rid of us, and we ain't going nowhere. We're bigger, and we're better than ever. You know, look at this. The parade grand marshals. You look at the grand marshals from the stellar organization, the Columbus Citizens Foundation, Yogi Berra. How about Francis Albert Sinatra? Excuse me, Sophia Loren. Are you kidding me? Maria Bartiromo herself, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. How about Joe DiMaggio? Do I have to say anything else? And this year's grand marshal is none other than Massimo Ferragamo. My daughter, my 15-year-old daughter, was so excited to hear Mr. Ferragamo speak. He was eloquent. And just so beautiful in the speech Saturday, you know. And his mother said, he closed the speech. His mother said, you know, if Columbus didn't discover America, where would we sell our shoes? That's what she used to go. I love that. The foundation provides opportunities for advancement to deserving Italian-American students through scholarship and grant programs. The Columbus Citizens Foundation has distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. All right. To learn more about the Columbus Citizens Foundation or to contribute to its scholarship program, here's the number 212-249-9923, 212-249-9923, or go to online, please, columbuscitizensfd.org.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything, coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Happy Columbus Day. Yes, it's Columbus Day. Live from New York City, Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer, the Salem Media flagship station. Dr. Anthony is on the line. Let me grab a couple calls if I can. Good morning, Anthony. Happy Columbus Day, my friend.
Happy Columbus Day to you and Frank. I hope your day goes wonderful. I remember you on television last year, and you did a stellar job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Anthony. We're gonna rip it up at noon. We're going to have a big parade, bigger and better than ever, baby. So
just remember,
your Joe.
Support.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Most of the things that we have and we love are derived from European settlers tracing back to Columbus.
You're right. You're right on the money, man. I appreciate it. And you're an educator, Anthony, so thank you. And it upsets me, Anthony, that my teachers got in my kids' school. By the way, I got great schools out there in Jersey. They all they do is tell you how bad Columbus is, how bad Columbus is. And it's just to seem – there's so much more to it than that. It's like they're trying to just take down, you know, like Western civilization, Christianity included. That's what it is. And, by the way, I'm going to say this, and I know we're going to go to a break here, but – Columbus, he pulls up, you know, he puts the car in the neutral there, puts the Nino Pimento the Maria in the neutral, and he goes, and let's go check out, the natives are eating each other, the cannibals, little minor problem we have here. So as you go there, you land, and you go, oh, what's for lunch? Oh, Bob, the other guy. That indigenous guy, Bob, he's for lunch. You guys eat each other? Then they're going to eat Columbus's people. They like a Spanish-Italian food. They're going to eat the Italians and the Spanish people. See, how do you stop it? You have to have – he's like the governor of this new world. You got to stop it. They are just throwing – and look at the facts. You got to look at the facts, and I'll read them to you as we go through the morning. Let me go to Big Julie for 2 seconds. We got a break, but I wanted to get the calls, and I appreciate you checking in on Columbus Day. Julie, what's on your mind this morning, brother?
Happy Columbus Day to everybody out there. And I just want to thank everybody who stood tall to keep that statue and my family name, G. Russo, at the bottom of that statue, which I once told you that was my grandfather's cousin, a great sculpturist called Gaetano Russo from Sicily in 1892. And that was her family member. And I want to thank Angelo and all the whole crew. And even myself, I was down there in the background with a bag of rocks to keep that statue going. I just want to say, thank you to all of us. All right, for doing that, keeping it going. Thank you.
Thank you, Big Julie. Thank you to you and your family. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 right now. Brandy Scott is out there checking traffic in for Debbie Duhaime right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. We're picking up some heavy slowdowns on the Van Wyck northbound. Approaching Hillside Ave, it is a slow crawl from Linden Boulevard, LIE on the westbound side. Busy heading toward Woodhaven Boulevard over on the eastbound side. Also some extra volume approaching the Cross Island. Looking good across the East River at the Throgs Neck and Whitestone Bridges heading into the Bronx. Sheridan northbound just a little bit slow. You've got some minor delays. Westchester Ave up to the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx getting over to the outbound George. No complaints from the Bruckner all the way through to underneath the apartments. Eastbound Cross Bronx, we still have those two stalled tractor trailers over by the Deegan, not causing a huge issue at this time. Looking good inbound at the George, Lincoln, and Holland. M&R trains, those are running express Queens Plaza to Roosevelt Ave. We've got a track fire near 46th Street, and alternate side is suspended for the holiday today. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, 752, broadcasting courtesy of a JRT Realty Group. I just love telling you about it because Jody Police is the founder. She's a gal from Staten Island. She said, I'm going to go into real estate, and it's a man's world, and I'm going to take it over. It's exactly what she did, Jody Police. And no matter what your real estate needs are, you got to check out, please, JRTRealty.com. You can call 212-445-1200. This is a woman-owned. It's a woman-owned business. I love it. And they broke right through. Jody broke right through the age-old boys club, which is great. I told you I was at the gala on Saturday night. It was great. And I'm on stage. That was a big room, man. That was at the Hilton, you know, where we did the NYPD Holy Name Society event, where the president was, after he got elected, that was where the president had his election rally. It was right there in that same room. Right. And it's a big room. I'm up there. So I said, you know, we're going to be on the air Monday on AM 970. The Answer, sponsored by the JRT Realty Group. It's all women. They were cheering, man. It was great. And I love it. As a father of three daughters. So if you have some real estate needs, please call Jody Police at the JRT Realty Group. OK, don't forget, Jody is set to receive the Real Estate Board of New York's Lifetime Achievement Award in January. That's an incredible honor in the industry. Working with the JRT Realty Group, you could rest assured your business is in highly professional hands. JRT Realty, 212-445-1200, 212-445-1200. Or check it out here, please, JRTRealty.com.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635.
So, also at the gala, Mr. Steve Perillo himself. We walk in, Frankie V is there. I look over, there's Steve Perillo. Everybody wanted to meet Steve Perillo. You know, that's Mario's son, Steve. He has carried on the tradition in true Italian-American heritage tradition, that tradition of excellence, operating for 75 years, serving over 1 million happy guests. Steve Perillo personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That is the Perillo promise. Did you know that Perillo Tours, the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for 3 decades? Discover the natural beauty of Hawaii, oceanfront hotels, gourmet dining, unforgettable memories to last a lifetime. You could choose from the 7-day two-islander tour or the 10-day three-islander tour. Visit PerilloTours.com. You can watch all the videos Steve has meticulously put together for you. You got to call for that 2020 Italy or Hawaii brochure at 888-PERILLO. I'm doing this for Al. I know Frankie's here, Stu is here, Charlie's here. We're together. So I get a phone call at the end of the night on the gala tonight. My old... I tell you because I love you, because you're listening. It's the intimate hour. Well, it's a little past the intimate hour. And my girlfriend from back in the day, back way after it was, and she calls. I picked the phone up because it says unknown number. I really thought it was Chaz, because Chaz sometimes unknown number. And it was, hi. Oh, hi. I said, oh, we went Hawaii. We did Hawaii. Every time I read the Perillo Hawaii thing, I think of the... My girlfriend, we had the best. I told her that. I go, you know, Perillo Tours? She goes, what? I said, Perillo Tours. I'm telling her about, you know, they have the 7-day Islander tour. Remember we went and we reminisced about Hawaii. And then she said to me, I swear to God, Pam says to me, remember Pearl Harbor? She says that. I said, Pam, you remember? She was young and we were all young. We went to Pearl Harbor. We saw the Arizona. We saw sailors standing there paying respects to the brothers and the sisters. You got to check out Hawaii. It was so beautiful. And I just had to tell you that because it was so funny how that happened. I've been there and it is glorious. And you got to call for that new 2020 Italy, of course, always, but the Hawaii brochure as well at 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO. I don't think Pam will go with you, but you know what I'm saying? she was with us. We had the best time ever, and you will too. 888-PERILLO, or you can visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Lumberg! Lamborghini. Can we go get Joe Lamborghini today, Joe? Just make you Italian. Is that okay?
Everything okay today, Joe? You know, doing everything's a little reminiscing here.
Oh, is that the best? She calls. My old girlfriend called, and she goes, "Remember?" I go, "You know, Hawaii." She goes, "Yeah, Joe, we went to Hawaii." I go, "You know, we talk about it on the radio with Perillo Tours." And all roads lead to the radio station. You know, we did.
Just making sure everything's okay with you there. You know, don't want to cause any trouble for you. Now,
I just kind of wandered off for a moment into old girlfriend land, Joe. Oh, can you get us back on track with weather for the parade this morning, sir? Please.
The weather's going to be great for the parade. We've got some clouds now. They'll melt away to sunshine and our afternoon high temperature. Could get up to 72. The balance of nature allergy report today is good. It's very low today, and it looks like it'll stay that way through tomorrow. More sunshine tomorrow, up to 63. Rain moves in on Wednesday.
Ah, are we on? Oh, sorry. I lost my thought there for a second, Joe.
Don't let us interrupt you.
Joe, you're the best. Thank you, man. Bringing us good weather for Columbus Day. We appreciate it, Joe Lumberg. There's the man right there, 7:58 with Piscopo on the radio. We have a beautiful Columbus Day parade. We're broadcasting live right up till 10 o'clock this morning on AM 970, The Answer, from the Columbus Citizens Foundation. This is the fine, fine organization that helps out Italian-American causes all around the United States of America, all around the world. Joe Piscopo, happy Columbus Day.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.